With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. On Tuesday, the Make America Healthy Again Commission released its policy recommendation geared towards addressing chronic childhood disease. The report reflected NCGA's recommendation of reinforcing the EPA's robust, globally respected pesticide review process. In response to this development, Illinois farmer and NCGA President Kenneth Hartman Jr. released the following statement. The policy recommendations related to crop production released today by the MAHA Commission appear to be a reasonable and science-based approach for achieving its objectives. We are encouraged that when the Commission engaged with agricultural stakeholders and followed the science, it reaffirmed what we already know. The EPA is the appropriate agency for regulating crop inputs. We are also delighted to see precision agriculture, soil health, and land stewardship prioritized, as these are areas in which corn farmers have led the way for many years. We look forward to working with the administration and Congress as they turn to implementation of that report. China imported a record volume of soybeans for August to build a buffer against possible shortages as a protracted trade war with the U.S., its second largest supplier, drags on. Reports show that China, the world's biggest soybean importer, purchased 12.3 million metric tons in August, the highest ever recorded for the month, shoring up local availability before U.S. supplies begin to dominate the global market. China has traditionally sourced a large share of its soybean imports from the U.S., but ongoing trade tensions have pushed it to favor Brazil. The recent purchases reflect a strategic move to reduce reliance on U.S. shipments ahead of the export season that is expected to peak in the coming months. Abundant imports, mainly from Brazil, have left Chinese crushers better prepared for a winter possibly without U.S. soybeans. China's stockpiles of imported soybeans totaled about 6.8 million tons as of last Friday, nearly the highest amount since March. The U.S. agricultural trade deficit widened further in July, highlighting the challenge facing President Donald Trump as he vows to reverse that trend. Agricultural exports lagged imports by $4.97 billion in July, a gap 9% wider than a year earlier and the largest on record for the month. According to data released Monday by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, that pushed the sector's deficit to an unprecedented $33.6 billion for the first 7 months of the year. The widening farm trade gap this year has been mostly driven by a jump in imports, just as Trump slapped tariffs on other countries in a push to shrink the overall deficit. That further cements a shift that has been building since the president's first term, with a sector that has long run major trade surpluses become a consistent net importer. Specialty crop growers scored a significant win last week when the USDA announced its intention to discontinue the Farm Labor Survey, or FLS. The FLS helped the Department of Labor determine the AEWR, that's the minimum wage for H-2A workers in every state. Rates have spiraled out of control in recent years. Michael Marsh, president and chief executive officer of the National Council of Agricultural Employers, outlines the significance of the announcement made by the USDA. Marsh thinks it's a big win. He says their association has been bringing litigation against the Department of Labor since 2019, trying to get them to divorce themselves from using the Farm Labor Survey to establish wage rates for workers in the H-2A Temporary Ag Worker Program. It's a wage rate that's disconnected from the marketplace for agricultural wages anywhere in the world. It's unfortunately had the consequence of making U.S. employers non-competitive with their foreign competition. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.